This is the Nightcap with Tim Murray and Super Bowl champion Sean King on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
It is the Nightcap, hour number three on a Football Friday. Tim Murray, former Tampa Bay Buccaneer. Good job, quarterback Dylan Morris. Run out of bounds. Let's punt it away there, Washington. That is Sean King. Won a Super Bowl. Might remember him from Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Arizona Cardinals. I'm just a guy. Just a guy who likes to talk a lot and likes to listen to Kenny White. Under 46.5 is where Sean and I sit right now. 13-0, 41 seconds left. I think Arizona, what I would do, take a knee, go into the locker room, boys. Yeah. Up 13-0. Let's just take this one into the locker room. Don't block the punt. Don't get silly here. Just let's just get out of this sucker.
You know, the thing that I should have done that I didn't do is I should have bet under first half, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If ifs and buts were candy and nuts, the world would be a better place.
Yeah.
But I feel all right where we
that
are.
That way, just in case you get like a Louisiana Monroe.
Yeah.
Liberty second half.
For those wondering, the first half under was 24. So you are safe in the clubhouse with a victory.
Yes, you are.
There you are. And if you took the 10 with Arizona, you were also pretty good. In good shape there as they lead 13-0 over Washington. Do have one other college football game going on. Utah State up 9 right now. They were a home dog against the Colorado State Rams. They lead 23-14. That one in the third quarter out there in Logan, Utah. And looks like Arizona will take this sucker into the... I like Arizona's uniforms. They're not messing around anymore. Clean now.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes they get...
Building a brand.
Sometimes they get a little too funky.
That's right.
They got the old school uniforms that they wore. So...
That's how you build the brand. Absolutely.
Look good, play good. 13-0 headed into the locker room there. Arizona leading Washington. They were 17-point dogs. There was some backing, though, as that line moved. We do have a team going to the World Series. That is the Houston Astros. They win 5-0. So the Astros will await the winner of the Dodgers and the Braves. Once again, the breaking news tonight, Max Scherzer is not starting tomorrow night for the Dodgers. And let me take a look. What the line sits at.
And move yet.
If it unless it got taken down, I'll check the app here in just a moment, but right now it is -175.
Yeah, that's what I have.
So let me we'll do a little investigating, but it's that time. Sean got himself back into the black with his one bet last week. Doesn't matter how you cover, you got there, you got it there. So Sean,
facts.
You are the leader in the clubhouse. You go, sir. Give us your bankroll plays for this week. Once again, if those who have not joined us in the show, we get a $1,000 to play with, hypothetically. And
on the season, I'm up to $8,750.
There you go. Yes, you were in the red.
That's right.
You hit last week. You're
so now we're about to go ahead and just get the whole bag. So,
oh, man.
My play of the week is University of South Florida Bulls at home. Laying 1.5 versus the Temple Owls. Listen, I know Temple hadn't played since that debacle at Cincinnati, but I have inside information that says the Bulls will play their best game of the season tomorrow in Raymond James. So I'm going to put 440 on that to win 400. This is a shot. I'm taking a shot here. Matt Corral, even if he plays, I think he's extremely banged up. I'm calling this the Ed Orgeron Bowl for the LSU Tigers. I think these guys, these young men, they rally around their head coach after the Florida win, and they win outright in Oxford. So I'm going to bet 300 on the dog. Woo, 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 as the CEO of the Dog Pound to pick up a nice 780. And market is still overvaluing the Kansas City Chiefs. I think the Tennessee Titans have turned the corner. They've completely rebounded from that opening game debacle against the Arizona Cardinals. They're confident, and more importantly, they're finally healthy. Julio Jones is back. AJ is back on the other side. Derrick Henry is trying to win MVP again from the way he's running, but that defense is starting to play just slightly better. So I'm actually going to put 200 on the money line. The graphic is actually wrong. Mm-hmm. That brings back 330.
Yep.
And just in case Genius is right in all three counts, I'm going to do a small $60 three-team parlay, USF minus 1.5, Tennessee Titans on the money line, and the Bayou Bengals from LSU on the money line for $60. So if everything goes as planned, yes, I'll be up quite a bit of change come Monday.
That would be something if you were able to get all those plays. I like the LSU play. I like the Titans play. I'll be honest, I haven't watched enough USF. I'll take your
you
word
gotta
for
trust
that.
Me on this one.
We will see. USF, it's been a rough go of it. But
just trust me on this one. Roll with the Bulls.
I'll let you play that game. I'll let you play that. As someone wise once told
don't
me,
don't bet bad teams.
Don't bet bad teams.
That's right.
And that's what
you don't
you're...
bet. I'm popping my collar on this one, though.
Yeah. But there you go.
Timmy McClain will have a huge game tomorrow versus Temple.
There are Sean's bankroll plays. He's going USF minus the 1.5. Big bet, 440 to win 400. LSU on the money line. That is, if you're wondering what the money line is on that one, I'll pull it up here. I think it's like 270 somewhere in that.
LSU ball. Is plus 260.
So 300 to bring back 780.
And Tennessee's plus 165.
Yeah. Actually, you can get it plus 180 if you would like. So we'll get the graphics. I got you. Get a fair market there.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. There's his bankroll plays. Big win last week. You put him in the black. I am heavily in the red. It has not been great last week in the NFL. Yeah. It has not been a good couple of weeks run here. So we're bouncing back this week. I like UCLA tomorrow. Minus the 1. Against Oregon, we've talked about this one quite a bit. You've got the old unranked team favorite over a ranked team. I think this is going to be a fun game to watch. It's the middle of the afternoon game, college game day there. I just think UCLA is a slightly better football team. Oregon 1-5 ATS this year. Their one cover is the Ohio State game. We talked to Matt Eumanns about this one earlier in the show. We've talked about this one on this show, too. I think Zach Charbonnet continues to run at a very, very high level, top 15 in the country in rushing yards this year. Good rush defense for UCLA, strong offensive line. And Oregon, the story of their year, Sean, has just been injuries. Mm-hmm. You know, C.J. Verdell out. A bunch of their middle linebackers are out. So big spot for UCLA to get a win for Chip Kelly. And to keep things rolling. So I will take UCLA 275 to win 250. The stinkiest line of the week, there's no doubt in my mind, that would be Iowa State laying a touchdown against number 8, an unbeaten Oklahoma State. And as Chris Andrews so eloquently said last night, the bookmakers don't make the ratings. We make the number.
Facts.
And they've made the number 7, and it has not moved off that number. So give me a smaller play. Iowa State lay in the points, minus 7, 110 to win 100. And then I like this play. Now, once again, you are betting on Wisconsin here, which is always a worry. But this is a very big-time letdown spot for the Purdue Boilermakers. And I'm not messing with the points, so I'm going to go Iowa State, Wisconsin money line. You can get that at plus 125 if you combine the two money lines, and we'll go 300 to win 375 in that spot. So those are the college plays for me. I do like Oregon State. I think I've been talked into that one more today, but not part of the bankroll there. So the college plays UCLA minus 1, Iowa State lay the 7, and then a money line parlay with Iowa State and Wisconsin plus 125 odds. 300 to bring back 375. On to the NFL. Small play on Cincinnati. I'm intrigued by this game, Sean. I like Cincinnati. We talked about them about. I think they're always a feisty team.
At Baltimore, correct?
It is in Baltimore. You're getting 6.5. Smaller play, 55 to win 50 on that one. I'm just intrigued by that one. Not a huge feel on that one. You know,
now your next play intrigued me, so I'm interested to hear what you have to say.
I like
about
Philadelphia.
This.
I don't think they stink, and you know, a big reason I like this one is you're seeing some play on Philadelphia here in the market. And you know, we gave our bankroll plays in. I was able to play this one earlier today because I was doing a radio hit with a friend of mine who's a Philadelphia Eagles fan in Richmond, Virginia. And he said, "What do you think about Philly in Las Vegas?" I said, "I kind of like Philly." Mm-hmm. And then you look at how the market was treating this game. You're looking at most spots 3 to 4 to 1 ticket count or so on the Vegas Raiders, but this line has been moving, and pretty much everywhere in town, Sean, is either 2.5 or a juice 3 So you'd have to lay the minus 120 with Philadelphia. So I think Philadelphia, I like this spot for them. You know, Vegas really rallied to the occasion last week.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Philadelphia's live. I got plus 3, 110 to win 100. And then I went a little bit on the money line there, $40 plus 135 to win 54. And then you and I have talked about this game quite a bit.
Yeah, you disappointed me with this play.
Didn't go money line?
Yeah.
Why would I go money line?
Because when you believe in a NFL dog,
no,
that's 7 or less points. That's, play the dog to win outright.
That's terrible advice.
I'm just telling you.
That's terrible advice. That's terrible advice. Now I get that. I get how many games land 3? Last night's game landed 3.
Well, just say minus, what is it? 1134.5.
Oh, Mr. Confidence over here.
Sparty brought me back, baby.
You were about to be
Sparty.
You
were
this close from being in a massive hole. Hey folks, Indeed helps you find great hires fast. Indeed is your all-in-one platform for interviewing, screening, and hiring high-quality people. Make sure to visit Indeed.com/credit. Yeah, Mr. Confidence.
Sparty brought me back. It was never in doubt.
2 weeks ago, you lost all $1,000, and now you're Mr. Genius over there.
Oh, what have you done for me lately?
Never bet on bad teams, except 440 of my $1,000 bankroll.
Let's go, Bulls!
USF.
Let's go.
It is the nightcap here on VSiN. We got more to accomplish on the other side.
This is the nightcap on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
It is the nightcap here on VSiN. Tim Murray, Sean King with you. Halftime out in Tucson, Arizona. 13-0. Arizona as a 17-point dog, Sean.
Yeah, man.
Getting it done. If you were bold and took the Wildcats on the money line, let's see what that was going to bring you home here.
That would be nice.
That would be a nice, cool plus 615 here at Circa.
That would have been nice.
That would have been nice. We just want no more points. We're good. Yeah. 13. We got under 46.5. We like where it's trending. You look at the live line right now. Live line, I don't have it in front of me, but it's good. So we'll keep it rolling there. Utah State leading 23-14 over Colorado State with 43 seconds to go in the third
live
quarter.
Live line, I have. The best number you can get is minus 3.
In favor of Arizona?
Arizona, yeah.
Arizona minus 3.
Over under 34?
Second half line is Washington minus 7.5. You think Washington covers 7.5?
So what am I looking at right here? It says in-game lines. I don't know. Maybe it's wrong.
Well, second half line is.
Oh, second half.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm looking at. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm looking at it over our shoulder right now. So, second half total is 21 at Circa, so that's pretty much right on what DraftKings has at 33.5. So, we're in a good spot in that regard, but we will see. So, I want to bounce around a little bit and just get some thoughts when it comes to college football. We're going to do our Circa Millions pick. We went 4-1. Despite picking all chalk, we were chalk eaters. We were not the CEO of the Dog Pound last week, but we got a 4-1 record. It was a nice bounce back of our, it was our fourth week of Circa Millions here on the show doing it. And we are now 12-8 on the season. Oh, beautiful. Joey Galloway just locked up Wake Forest. Gotta love it.
I have Wake Forest, by the way.
Oh, good. Good for you. Let's go to that game. I'm intrigued why you would pick Wake Forest.
Well, for one, I love the quarterback, and I think they've kind of been the team all year that everybody thinks they're going to lose their next game.
Well, they haven't covered the last two.
And they just keep finding. This one is, I took them on the money line. I didn't.
All right, so we could both win.
I didn't lay the points. I just think they're in one of those years where programs like Wake Forest, programs like Stanford, you know, when they have the right class of juniors and seniors and they do something special. And I think that's what Wake is. Also happened to be a year when Clemson is down. So I think
they're not beating Clemson.
Attention to detail about potentially getting into the ACC title game is high. So I'm rolling with them.
You know, I look at – now they are coming off a bye week, so that obviously works in their advantage. I wouldn't play it at 3. I took it at 3.5 in favor of Army. These teams have played a bunch. So there is some familiarity with Dave Clawson for you know, going up against the triple option. But the fact of the matter is Wake Forest doesn't do well against the run. They played against Syracuse 2 weeks ago before their bye week. They gave up 354 yards on the ground, game they probably should have lost, but they found a way to win in overtime. And then the week prior, Louisville ran for 208 yards. Army's right now sitting second in the country in rushing yards per game at 295. Wake's allowing 4.42 yards per clip. The big question for me is the health of Army's quarterback. If Christian Anderson is eligible to play, if he's healthy, he did not play last week, I think this is a spot that Army can win this game outright. This just, you know, you're looking at a Power 5 top 25 team is only a 3-point favorite at Army.
Yeah.
A little interesting.
Well, here's how I look at it. Since 1990, Wake Forest has played Army 10 times.
Yeah, but
nine
you, can't,
and one.
You can't look at also, historical
can
trends.
Can I finish?
When
please?
Army was
terrible. I mean, you
terrible.
Just threw out all these stats, yeah. And I let you give them. So can I give mine, please?
Sure.
Thank you. Wake Forest has scored 35 or more points in every game this year. Army's done it twice at the first two games of the year. So Wake Forest is putting up points offensively. You know, so if Army has some success, that's fine. But I'm telling you, I like the quarterback at Wake Forest. I think Wake Forest has one of those teams that kind of show up every 4 or 5 years at programs like this. Indiana, you know, had one last year, you know, where they just get the right group of juniors and seniors that have developed, that really believe in what they're doing, and they do something special. And this is just another bump in the road. I like Wake Forest to go in and get the win. It's an early game, so it's not like they're going in there at night and it's going to be crazy on the Hudson River out there. You know, it's a noon kick. I like Wake Forest to get it done.
All right. We are on opposite sides. Well, I guess we both can win. If Wake Forest wins by 3, we both win our bet. As I said, at 3, I wouldn't play it. I took the 3.5 because it's a Service Academy game. The last 3 times these teams have played, it's been decided by 3 points. And, look, the last 5 years under Jeff Munkin, this has been a completely different program than what it was from, you know, 2000 to 2015 when they lost 14 straight times to Navy. So an interesting game there. By the way, all 3 service academies are playing ranked undefeated teams this week.
Yeah.
Very interesting little nugget. Navy's got Cincinnati, Army's got Wake Forest, and Air Force has got San Diego State. All 3 are hosting as well. Before Matt Eumanns left, he actually liked Air Force. He laid the 3 with the Falcons against San Diego State. San Diego State is a funky team.
And that's his opinion, and everybody likes – you know, to kind of dump on San Diego State this year. But again, I've heard multiple people say San Diego State's not that good. And every Sunday when we wake up, they find a way to win. You know, so I just think they're one of those teams. They, you know, I haven't watched enough of them to, like, really have a strong opinion about their chances at Air Force. But you can score points on Air Force. Now, they're talented offensively.
Not Boise last week.
Yeah, Boise's bad. And Boise coming off a big win against...
I know. Someone talked about that on this show.
Yeah, as a letdown spot.
Mm-hmm.
But we both liked the Air Force in that game.
Yeah, I don't have an opinion on this game, to be honest. I think you've got the top-rated rushing team in the country in Air Force, and you've got the number one rush defense in San Diego State. San Diego State's offense is not very good. Look at that total. You got a total of 39. Low. That's an NFL total. That's an old-school NFL total. So I'm not on this game. If I played it, I probably would have leaned towards Air Force at home and altitude there.
Here's what's crazy about San Diego State. Like you just said, and again, I have not watched enough of them. I'm just throwing some numbers out here. Mm-hmm. I want to hear your opinion. They only scored 19 against San Jose State.
In overtime.
But before that, 31, 48, 33, 38. And those were games against Utah, Arizona.
Well, Utah was triple overtime.
Okay. Still, the other 3, 31, 48, 38.
I mean, the end of the Utah-San Diego State game was 24-24. And look, they're a good defensive team. I don't think they're frauds. I mean, they're 6-0, good for them. Their hard part of their schedule is coming. They've got Air Force this week. They got Fresno State next week. They have Nevada still on the schedule. They've got they've got UNLV, which obviously should be a win. And then you close out with a game the Friday after Thanksgiving against Boise State. So it'll be interesting
to
see.
They control it. We'll find out.
Yeah.
I haven't watched enough of them. I'm just telling you, I am footballed out by the time San Diego State comes on Saturday. So I need to go and watch a couple games.
You know, a game, and it's a big number. You're looking at Alabama laying 25.5 against Tennessee.
All depends on one player.
Yeah, and that is Hendon Hooker.
Yeah. Is he playing? Is he not?
We haven't heard. If he's playing, I'm not touching it. If Joe Milton's starting, I'm laying it with Alabama.
I love Bama. You're right. I'm with you 100%.
I mean, Tyon Evans is banged up. Their running back, Tennessee's running back. A couple of their linemen are a little bit banged up. This line does seem to be inflated, but you know what a lot of people said last week? That line was inflated.
Yeah.
And Alabama won by 40. So you just wonder what the mindset is. Alabama does have a bye week next week. So do they just want to get into the bye week happy and healthy, Sean? Keep things, heading into that bye week. I want to get to a game that you had in your bankroll.
And something that I was just reading said that he's likely to start. But, I mean, I guess you have to watch the pregame. And double check it.
Yeah. Hendon Hooker, I mean, he is a difference maker for that team. I still don't know why Josh Heupel would start Joe Milton to start the year, but hey, you're the coach.
That is a late game, too.
You get paid a lot of money.
All day Saturday if he needs to try and get ready. So we'll see.
One final game I just want to hit on. I did play, I took the points with LSU.
Like them.
It is now down to 7.5 at some spots. So. Got it at a good price, but you're on the money line.
I'm
there.
On the money line.
What about LSU in this spot? I agree. I think
it's the Edo's Rumble. I think the kids, now that they know and it's public knowledge that their coach won't be there,
yep.
I think they're going to rally around him and give their best. And with a banged-up Matt Corral and a Mississippi defense that's been terrible the last 2.5-3 weeks,
yep.
I give them a shot.
And you look at the way that they're actually running the ball. Well, right now. Second half underway out in Tucson. We'll get you updated on that. We'll get you our Circa Millions picks as well. But hey, folks, if you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered. Bet Rivers has launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports from the local perspective. There are CityCasts in Chicago, Detroit, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, LA, and now Denver. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcasts. That's Sean King. I'm Tim Murray. It is the Nightcap. Come on back. Circa Millions picks right here.
This is the Nightcap on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Sports Betting National Championship is coming up November 5th through the 7th, and VSiN will provide coverage from the main event all weekend long, including live on-location updates for all the action. Visit VSiN.com/SBNC for more information and learn how you can enter for a chance to test your skills and win cash, including the $1 million top prize. That's VSiN.com/SBNC. It is the Nightcap. Here on VSiN, Tim Murray and Sean King, Super Bowl champ, over there to my left. We are keeping an eye on Arizona and Washington. Want that total to stay low, 13-0, early third quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Arizona's first drive, I believe, went 3 and out. Had to punt the ball away. Washington now run a little hurry up here.
I don't like that.
I don't like that. Jimmy, come on, just do what, I would say do what's been working, but that nothing's really been working for them.
Yeah. No.
You miss coaching at all?
I miss the players.
Recruiting's got to be
such a grind.
I miss
the relationships. It has its good and pros and cons, but I love doing this. I really do. I love the opportunity to really present information, you know, to the people that watch and listen and hopefully help them, you know, fill their coffers with greenbacks. So that excites me as well. Come on, let's get to our...
Jeez.
Really? Millions. My mind was on millions. And then you asked me if I like coaching.
All right. So you're the one over here who's When we bring on guests, you're insulting my hair. But if I just bring up, I ask you a question to puff you up, a puff piece, as we would say in the business.
I didn't get upset.
I know.
Yeah, my mind.
You seem a little flustered.
No, my mind was on.
It's like an edge rusher just gave you a little nick, and you're like,
no, my nickname was Smoothie King. Sap gave me the nickname Smoothie King.
Did Smoothie King, the business, exist?
Yeah, yeah. It's actually, I think, started in New Orleans, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong, but I thought it was somebody.
Well, it is the arena down there, I believe.
Yeah, I had attachments to Tulane in some way, shape, form, or fashion. So definitely, oh, goodness.
You would have. Yeah, let's get a tackle here, Arizona. All right. Inside the red zone. Nah, I don't either. Let's slow things down. Let's get methodical. All right, so we should have started this right from the jump. We didn't. We were a couple weeks late, but Sean and I, each week, we go through the Circa Millions
we're getting better
board, and we're making picks. First week, we went 4-1. Second week, we went 3-2. Third week, we went 1-4. Last week, we were chalk eaters and went 4-1. It was a very public week, and it worked out for us, so we were able to get there. So we are now 12-8 through 4 weeks, Sean. Yes. This is a collaborative effort.
Mm-hmm.
You and I come together. We have veto power on some plays. I would say let's go ahead and lock in one that I think you and I are both on.
Okay.
Indianapolis.
I like it.
Indianapolis plus the 4.
Colts.
Sunday Night Football. We'll put Colts plus the 4. That's part of my bankroll. Okay. Sean, you've been talking about that all week. So let's just give a little explanation on why the Colts over the Niners. I think the Colts are playing better football. I know they played Houston last week. They're getting a little bit healthier.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Eumanns was in here. He mentioned that Quentin Nelson is back. Absolute force there. Braden Smith eventually will come back. But I thought you made a really interesting point, too, in regards to the mindset of that team and how pros look at seasons, and now they're into quarter two of the season and get that started on the right foot.
Right. Well, they came in with a lot of expectation. I mean, they were picked by a lot of people to be an AFC championship contender. They lost the first three games
mm-hmm.
and got off to a terrible start. But they finished that first quarter by winning. And so then they're looking at this second quarter, and Baltimore is going to be a tough one. But they played outstanding in the first half. Ultimately end up losing late. But now they're looking at this next couple games, Houston and San Francisco with all their injuries. If we can get these two games, then at worst we finish 2-2 in the second quarter. So they're looking at this game. They have it circled. They know if they want to have any chance to win the playoffs, like this is a must-win for them, and I just don't think people get how banged up San Francisco is. Like, I've been calling them the Bay Area 49ers because the San Francisco 49ers are all on IR. So I like the Colts who are playing with confidence to go and get away and find a way to get a win outright. But for the Millions, we'll take the 4 points.
All right, Colts plus 4, our first selection for our 5 and Circa Millions. And the second one, I think we're going to agree on, too. You had it in your bankroll. I didn't, but I like it. Titans plus 4.5.
Absolutely love it.
Titans at home, coming off of the Monday night win.
Mm-hmm. Finally healthy.
They are healthy. I thought A.J. Brown looked terrific. We talked to Charch earlier in the show. He loves Ryan Tannehill to go over his passing yards. I like what I saw from him. I don't really believe in letdown spots in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got the Chiefs coming to town. This is going to be a very public play. On the Chiefs. Public still loves the Chiefs. I still have massive questions about their defense. It is a high total, so the points aren't as valuable when it comes to the line, but I'm getting a home team catching 4.5 with Derrick Henry in the backfield against a team that can't stop the run. I'll take the points.
I just don't think the market has caught up with the Titans since week one because of what Arizona did to Tennessee. I think everyone immediately pushed Tennessee out of their mind. And people forget they came back and beat Seattle and Indy. And then now they have this bad loss to the Jets, but they were banged up. No Julio Jones, no A.J. Brown. They're missing a couple guys on defense that game. But since then, beat Jacksonville, beat a Buffalo team that a lot of people thought was unbeatable after the Kansas City Chiefs win. The Tennessee Titans are now healthy. They're back to being a competitor for the AFC Championship, and they're home and getting points to a Kansas City team who cannot stop the run at mm-hmm. all, and they have Derrick Henry. I'll take my chances.
Yeah, so our first two picks here on the Circa Millions.
Full agreement, that's
right. We're going with two dogs, yeah.
Finally starting to have an impact on
Colts plus the 4, sure, whatever you say. Titans plus the 4.5. Now I think the disagreements are going to start.
Maybe not.
I like the Bengals plus 6.5.
What's the first game I have
Look
written
at that.
Down?
Yep. Man, this is
first
getting,
game I have written
this
down.
Is getting scary.
I love the Bengals here.
I do too.
I don't think
they're in my bankroll play. I think this is a I just think Bengals are good, man. And the Ravens, they have been phenomenal. Mm-hmm. This year, Lamar Jackson has been tremendous. They're 5-1 football team. Yes, you can make an argument they should have lost to the Lions. Okay. They should have lost to the Chiefs. Sure. Mm-hmm. Maybe they should have lost to the Colts.
Mm-hmm.
But also week one, they should have beat the Raiders. So, I mean, you could play that game for a lot. They've had a lot of close contested games. Now, last week, they're coming off one of the best performances, I think, of the NFL season. I think this is a bit of a sell high spot on the Baltimore Ravens. So we're getting 6.5 with the Bengals. Always a feisty team playing well. I like this. A divisional game, too.
Here's why I like this game, because of revenge. Cincinnati's not been very good. They lost 5 in a row to Baltimore. In week 17 last year, Bengals gave up 404 rushing yards to the Baltimore Ravens. So this Bengals team is sitting there and they're looking at the recent history and they're saying, if we want to establish ourselves in this division, then we have to go out and beat what's been the bully, and that's Baltimore. So I just think they'll be fully locked in. I like the fact that offensively they have so many dynamic weapons and they're getting better defensively. I like the Bengals to have a chance to win this game late, but I'm going to play it safe because I don't trust the Bengals field goal kicker and take the 6.5 points.
Yeah, I think this game should be. I mean, I tell you what, this is a game that Vegas is showing that their respect to Baltimore. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're playing a 4-2 team, and I mean, if Cleveland wins this game, they're tied for first in the division. I mean, Cincy. Cincy is, you know, kind of sneaking under the radar there as a quality football team. Wow, 3 agreements. I don't know what is going on.
I told you, I'm finally starting to have an impact.
Fourth game. Why don't you tee us up?
No, you go ahead. And then I like where we're going here. We're making progress.
We're grooving along. Now, a play that I liked and you looked at and didn't agree with, I like the Eagles here in Las Vegas getting 3. Yeah. Not in love with it for you. I don't know if you're in love with it. I like the Eagles. That's a play that I like. It's starting to move, so I think we're getting a little bit of value on that number. I think this number closes at 2.5 or 2. So I think you're getting a 3 there for the contest, so we get that buffer. So that would be my recommendation for the next play. But we can talk about it. Give me a recommendation.
Here's what I can't get away from. I can't forget and get out of my mind if they were down 28-7 to the Bucks without Gronkowski, you know, without the linebackers, with the whole secondary injured. They were down at home 28-7 to Tampa. So I just don't think they're that good. I think sometimes when the other team lays an egg, they're capable of playing a competitive game. But I like the Las Vegas Raiders in this spot, so I'm going to push back a little bit on this one. I want to see them
hold off,
not play well under Rich Bisaccia before I jump on the other team.
Yeah, my wonder and worry is, or question, I guess, would be, are the Raiders, you know, last week was a great spot to back the Raiders, you mm-hmm. know? Backs against the wall, nobody believes in us, and now how do we respond to that? At home, I think it's going to be a pro-Eagles crowd as well. What I don't like to see is the ball being moved quickly down the field out in Arizona. So we'll get you updated. Arizona and Washington, we've got to finish up our picks. It's a nightcap here on VSiN.
This is the nightcap on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Today's episode of the Ron Flatter Racing Pod looks at next month's Breeders' Cup. Hey, Sean King's going to be there. Trainer Wesley Ward talks about his 6 horses that'll be at Del Mar. Broadcasters who will work outside their love of racing get together in the roundtable. That includes ESPN host Chris Lincoln, Baltimore newscaster Scott Wyckoff, and Texas Tech sportscaster Ryan Hyatt. Plus, Dwayne Colucci, from the Rampart Casino, Handicaps Weekend Races. Subscribe now at iHeart, Apple, Google, Spotify, or Stitcher, or download it tomorrow morning at VSiN.com/podcast. The Ron Flatter Racing Pod is sponsored by First Bet. It is the nightcap here on VSiN. Hey, how about this? He wasn't here tonight. He was doing Simon's doing his job. Banksy with the call of the night. The Edmonton Oilers, plus money, they get the win at the Golden Knights. But then he took alt lines -1.5. I think he might have even taken -2.5. But definitely got, I don't know what the alt line was, Sean. But some nice plus money with an empty netter with like 11 seconds to go.
Yeah, we were trying to get an empty netter.
Yeah, we can't. Banksy goes to the game. Banksy gets the empty netter.
He gets a full court empty netter.
Yeah. 11 seconds to go.
Hey, puck line Jesus, as Big Ball said.
By the way, we are watching this Arizona-Washington game. Both Sean and I are on the under.
Yeah.
Thanks to Kenny White. Kenny White, every Wednesday, 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight Eastern. He comes on our show, talk about all the games he likes, and then gives out his favorite play. This was his favorite play of the week, the under in this game. And this drive that Arizona is on is spectacular.
Spectacular. Absolutely. This is exactly what we want.
It is. It is matriculating the ball down the field, boys. And then they got inside the 10, and what do we get? Holding. So now it is 2nd and 15 at the 18-yard line. More clock being ticked off here. This is a gorgeous drive, as long as they stay out of the end zone, which seems likely here.
Yeah, field goal attempt.
Field goal would be nice here. Yeah. So we'll be enjoying that. So keep an eye on that. By the way, Hoops Peterson, Greg Peterson, the GP experience, that's coming up next here on VSiN, top of the hour. GP will have everything for you, I'm sure, a full breakdown, his numbers and his thoughts on the Astros heading to the World Series. 5-0 win tonight over the Red Sox. They will await the winner of the Dodgers and Braves series. No line right now in town because Max Scherzer has been scratched for game number 6. Arm is not ready. Field goal up and good. 2:30 to go in the third quarter. I'll take it.
I truly think Arizona's going to win this game.
Oh, absolutely.
Big win for their program.
They are 0-6 this year.
Yeah.
And they lost to the likes of teams of Northern Arizona. But by the way, that drive, Sean, just ate up over 7.5 minutes.
That's what I was saying. That's
beautiful.
We want Arizona
beautiful
to keep a more than one possession lead. That's in our benefit. So we got one more game.
We got two more games.
Two more. So we have Colts,
Titans,
and Bengals.
As we go through the Circa Million,
I want to present
numbers.
You with something.
Okay.
To me, the 5-1 team that's played the most inconsistent and seems to have the most holes is the Green Bay Packers.
Okay.
I like the Washington football team to cover the 8. I don't think they can win the game outright, but I do like them to cover the 8.
You know Green Bay's 5-1 ATS, right?
Right.
So to say they've been the most inconsistent
when
they've actually
the games.
They've covered the last 5 games they've played. The issue I have with Washington is last week.
So for instance, Chicago, they scored really late in that game in order to get the cover.
Green Bay did.
Yes.
Yeah, they had the touchdown when
against
he told
Cincinnati. There were 75,000 missed field goals by both teams. Cincinnati could have very easily.
I had Cincinnati in that
right
game.
Right, they could have very easily
but
won outright.
You could say the other, Mason Crosby missed, you know, 4 field goals
right
too.
The Pittsburgh game was kind of what it was.
They crushed
San Francisco. They came back and scored with like under 30 seconds
right
left.
Yeah,
right?
No, that's
so
true.
It hadn't been like
that's true.
They've been running away from teams like the Bills were doing, you know, winning by 20 plus.
I hear you. And look, there's been sharp action on Washington this week. That line has moved down. It was up in the 9s. Now it's down pretty much 8 consistently. Some 7.5s out there. So there is movement and backing in the marketplace for Washington.
In the millions, what do we get the number at?
We get it at 8.
At 8.
Yeah. I consider it. Okay. Let's talk.
Put a hole for a second.
My issue with Washington is that the defense is a disaster, and offensively, they got shut out by Kansas City last week in the second half.
They were playing bad.
So they are playing as bad as you could ask for. Maybe it's a buy low spot on Washington. So I will consider the 8.
What do you think
for
about
Washington
the Jets getting 7?
I kind of like it.
Me too.
I have the Patriots in a bunch of teasers. But the Patriots, you know, there's something up there that I just...
I don't think Zach Wilson throws another, what did he throw, four interceptions or three?
Yeah, he got schooled by
the
first. New England.
I don't think he does that again.
And the Jets are coming off a bye.
Yeah.
Patriots just had their hearts ripped out from them.
Let's go Jets.
You want to put Jets plus +7?
Yeah.
By the way, we're all dogs. Look at that. The dog type of week.
That's about to change.
Jets plus, all right, what is your final? Don't say New Orleans. On the road.
All right, well, we don't have to.
At Seattle.
We don't have to. I don't like the Panthers.
Give me the pitch. Give me the pitch.
I don't like the Panthers.
I don't like it either. All right, games I don't.
Sean Payton off a bye. What else needs to be said?
We're playing a bad. We're also
against a Seattle team that just flew cross country to Pittsburgh.
We're also playing a bad number.
Right.
Circa has it at 4 now. DraftKings has it at 4. It's at 5 in the contest. So I don't like the fact to be playing a bad number.
That's a fair argument.
On a primetime spot.
That's a fair argument.
Once again, it's Geno Smith. So I'm not saying they're world beaters. You know, what's interesting is Alvin Kamara, if you look at his numbers so far this year, Sean, at least in the prop market, like I was looking it up earlier today, prop market has Alvin Kamara over under rushing and receiving yards at 129.5. He has not eclipsed that in any game this year.
You're right. People have been keying on him.
Yeah.
Without Michael Thomas.
And Michael Thomas still on the sidelines. Yeah.
Well, we got to pick one.
All right, we're down to one. What about...
So let's go with one of the big underdogs. So
Chicago.
Lions, Texans, I'm with you. I just don't think the Bucs can lay those kind of points
12.5
with all their injuries on defense, because I think teams are going to do what Philly did to them, which is score points in the third and fourth quarter. Because now, guys are the backups or the starters. When you get to the back part of those 60 to 70 snaps, the fatigue sets in. I'll go with the Bears to cover.
All right. There we have it. There's our circa million selections for this week. We're going to go Colts +4,
underdogs.
Titans +4.5, Bengals +6.5, Jets +7, Chicago +12.5. All right, before we get you out of here, can we pull up those bankroll plays again? Let's get Sean's bankroll. Sean, back in the black.
Hey, the Big King play of the weekend is USF. -1.5. I'm just telling you, roll with the Bulls. They will beat the Temple Owls handily.
I have zero opinion on that game, so yeah. I will take your word for it.
I also love NC State at Miami. I didn't put him on my bankroll, but...
That line scares me. Why is it that short? That is a fishy line.
Derek King's officially out for the rest of the year, playing a freshman quarterback.
NC State's been playing well.
Yeah, I'm going with NC State in this. So they know they can't afford to slip up because they don't...
I think Miami's still playing tough. I thought about Miami, but I'm off that game. There's not a ton I love in college football, but continue with your bankroll.
I love the under in Clemson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, under 48. Clemson's playing Pitt.
I agree. That's two really good. Well, it's Clemson, great defense. Mm-hmm. Pittsburgh, solid offense. Clemson, awful offense. And their leading receiver has COVID. He's out. Nagata, the tight end. So
the one game that I'm trying, I'm trying to figure out. Should I go back to Liberty? Liberty's -21
North Texas?
At North Texas. And Scott Seidenberg, I know in my heart of hearts that they're going to blow out North Texas, and I'm going to be sitting there like,
they might.
It's free money. I should have jumped on it. So we'll see. I haven't made my decision yet on what I'm going to do with that particular play.
And then you got LSU.
Money line.
You said, forget the points. Yeah, give me the money line.
And Titans money line. So that way, if I'm right,
I'm on one of those.
On one of those, and then USF spot. Covers, I'm good.
Yeah, it's a good spot. I got a couple more plays than that. Not as many as last week, which didn't fare well. I just need a week, man. Give me UCLA -1 against Oregon. I'm going to lay the chalk with the unranked Iowa State Cyclones laying 7 against Oklahoma State, who's a bit fraudulent. Iowa State, Wisconsin, money line +125. NFL takes Cincinnati plus the points. In Baltimore, small play, 55 to win 50. Philly, +3 here in Vegas and on the money line. And then Sunday Night Football, give me the Colts +4.
I'm going to wish you success in the Iowa State game, but the last time the world cared about Iowa State and actually watched, they were terrible. So just tread lightly.
I'll just say this. Oklahoma State was down 17-3. Texas had the ball at the 10-yard line, threw a pick six, completely flipped the game.
Great defense.
Should have lost to Boise State, too. Scoop and score was called back. Theirs is coming, but that's why they play the games.
Good luck.
Enjoy your
weekend.
We will talk to you on Monday. That's Sean King. I'm Tim Murray. Thanks to Wyatt, our producer. GP is up next right here on the Nightcap.